Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back live at the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. It is so awesome, They have, I mean, it is a sensual overload in here with the TVs, 3,200 square feet of LED screens. In here last night, I was playing video poker at the bar, watching golf, watching some of the Pro Bowl stuff. I did. I had the burger, the cheeseburger here. It was excellent.
Yeah, I want to. I'm hungry for bar food. Like,
yeah.
Now.
No, I know, right? I didn't get the wings, and I love the wings, but I just decided on the cheeseburger. I don't know if I was wrong. I don't know, but
you can find out today.
People are playing blackjack here, watching games.
Yeah, they got a blackjack table in here.
Yeah, there's a blackjack table. They got three blackjack tables in here. So it is really awesome, people. If you've never been here before, you really got to come. If you haven't ever come to Lake Charles, if you haven't come to the Golden Nugget here, the rooms can't be nicer. It's like it's still brand new here, right? I mean, I don't know how long they've been here, but it's still like it's brand new. The new rooms, the new carpet smell in the hallways, it's just fantastic. The pool. The golf course, the casino, everything about it. You got Las Vegas just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road here in Lake Charles. So if you're looking for a great place to come and get your gamble on, get your sports book on, get your golf on, get your pool on, get your drink on, get your food. They got, 11, 12 different restaurants in the place. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We love it. Thank you for having us here, Greg, Josh, your whole staff, Mike, everybody here. Just fantastic.
I want to get into something that you've already balked at. I want to do it again here. The idea of trading from 2-1. I know no one's ever excited about that. But I just, and I'm not necessarily advocating for it, but I am advocating for this. If you love, now you are not 100% all in on Bryce Young. Like, you like him. We all like him as a football player. The size thing, I get it. So I think it's easier if. If it were Trevor Lawrence at one,
yeah.
And you knew you could trade up and get Trevor Lawrence,
I don't think the
would
Bears would get out of it.
No, they would trade the pick.
So that's
they probably draft Trevor and then trade Justin Fields.
Yeah.
But and that's the problem. It's not him. But that means it's also not going to be as expensive. I think that there is a legit argument. Everyone on
you
Twitter
gets
upset.
You don't think the first pick of the second round or the second pick of the
round? I think it's valuable, but I think getting your quarterback is more valuable. And here's what I think. I think Cal McNair is on a heater right now. People are happy with the D'Amico. I mean, I can't tell you how. You can probably imagine how happy the city was.
Yeah.
It was just ecstatic. I think Cal's on a heater. He likes not being disliked. I mean, I really believe that. And I think that if he can get Bryce Young also, I'm sure they were not happy winning that last game. I'm positive of it. But if he can get Bryce Young, I think he'd be willing to give up. Now, I'm trying to make it realistic. I don't know if anyone moves up for more than the 32nd pick to flip-flop 1 and 2. But the problem is if they do move up from 2-1, it's probably going to take a first. And so if the Colts say we'll move from 4-1 and we'll give you a future first, the Bears have to take that. The Bears have to take that. They have to go future first, especially on a team that, you know, may be playing a rookie in Bryce Young. You know, let's say the Colts win 8 games. Well, the 17th pick is way more valuable than the Texans' 33rd pick or whatever it is this year.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But you got to wait a year, too. You got to wait a year for it as well.
You do, but it's a first. And then you have two firsts in the next year, which makes your team more valuable. Like,
is there somebody,
I think it actually would take you more than a second. That's the thing.
Is there somebody at four that you – is there somebody at four that – or at two that you can't get at four that you have to have? Thanks, Eric.
Somebody at two. Well,
Eric just brought me a call. How about Eric? He's a great guy.
Yeah,
great.
I would say
these are the guys. Okay,
I would see Jalen. Jalen Carter or Will Anderson. You get your choice at two. At four, there's a chance. I mean, I'm doing the mock draft right now. I've got to go on Jalen Carter, Bryce Young, Will Anderson, C.J. Stroud.
Well, I saw somewhere where the Bears' first number one guy on their board ain't none of those guys. It isn't Will Anderson or Jalen Carter or
how would anyone that know they that? Would, I just saw Ryan Pace and talked to him at Senior Bowl.
Poles?
They haven't even Ryan. Who did I say? Ryan Pace. Yeah,
yeah.
Ryan Poles. They haven't even gotten through all the players.
Oh,
so that's probably why somebody said that.
Well,
and they probably want that out there. They probably want it out there.
They probably said it. Yeah,
they probably said it because they want everybody who wants one of those players to be like. They don't even have C.J. They don't even have Jalen Carter as number one. Let's get up there. They don't have Will Anderson. Let's get up there. They don't have Bryce.
Right.
Let's get up there. That's probably what that is. I'm just telling you right now, the only other player they could have would be Tyree Wilson or maybe
Well, it might be him.
It could be Tyree Wilson. It could be Bijan Robinson, where they say he's the top. That doesn't mean they draft him first. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You could say we have him the highest rated. I've got him the fourth highest rated in the draft. Daniel Jeremiah has him fourth highest rated. None of us think he's going in the top five. So I think they're just saying that because they want to put every player like, oh, no, we don't have any of these guys number one. I'm like, what? That's impossible.
That's something that the Bears would want out there, though. That is something.
They would want that out there because if you have any desire to have any of those guys, especially the top two defensive players, they want you up there.
Well, this one said they could move down from one to four and then move down again afterwards still get – you know what they would get for those two?
They get a lot.
If Jalen Carter is still sitting there at four and somebody just loves Jalen Carter?
Well, to me, you have to draft him. But if you have – it's the C.J. Stroud pick. If you feel like Ryan Pace needs a ton. Now, he needs a left tackle. He needs a tackle, and this is not a great draft for it. But he needs rush. He needs defensive line.
He needs a bunch.
He's
like
and
the Texans. He needs a bunch.
Like, I could see Chicago going one to four and four to potentially Raiders at seven. Where the Raiders move up for C.J. Stroud,
so you don't mind the optics of them trading out, trading up to that in the buffoonery, the incompetence, the total.
I'm not passing.
I think Cal would look even worse.
I'm not passing judgment on him. What I'm telling you is, I'm not trying to tell you whether I like it or not. What I'm trying to sell you on is the potential that the Texans – that this is something you need to consider, that the Texans could consider, we want both of our guys. On this reset, we know we're not one player away, so even if we have to give up draft picks, we get our quarterback of the future and our head coach of the future. That's a good – I would argue that's a good starting point. Now, I'm a fan of team building. As I'm talking through this, it's probably going to take more than the first pick of the second round that you have. So it's probably going to take more picks. That would be very painful for me. That'd be very painful for me. And for you,
are you kidding
it's
me?
Almost – what if
the first pick of the second round is too much?
What if you gave up your first this year for the Bears' second-round pick and fifth-round pick? What if you flip-flopped and gave your 12th?
Do you want my head to explode? Is this what you want?
Oh, no, the Bears, I don't know if they have a second-round pick. No, they gave it up for Chase Claypool. So they don't even have a second-round pick.
With the first pick of the second round, they don't even have.
No.
Then you know what?
That's why they for sure are going to be
They're
going to
move. They're going to move. There's no question. No, listen.
So you better get comfortable. C.J. Stroud or defense? Which one are you going?
You talk about your kids all the time and how they thinking this. And they're doing. I got a text from my son out of nowhere who doesn't even care about the Texans. Todd McShay talking about them moving out. And Todd, I don't know why Todd McShay is all over this and feels like this is feels so strongly about this, but the Texans are seriously considering moving up and getting the Bears pick and giving up whatever they have to give up. And JT, he never, ever, he doesn't even care. He's like, this is why this organization is the worst in all.
But you know what's funny is this will be an incredibly popular move because it's Bryce Young. It will be popular.
I think it would make them even dumber.
You may think it makes them dumber, but the fans would be excited to have Bryce Young. This would be a fan excitement move. And see, that's, I think right now Cal is driven by fan excitement.
Yeah, well,
I really do.
I think
now,
it's happens, by ticket sales.
But it happens, yes.
Yes.
And Bryce and D'Amico, I'm telling you, that is something that would drive fan excitement like you've never seen.
That little fella is going to.
Yes.
I know he is.
He's
I
a little fella who has won championships and been in playoffs, and he's won the Heisman. He's won a national championship. He's played in more than one national championship. I mean, Bryce Young's a good player. He's the best quarterback in this draft. And you need quarterback. I'm telling you, the fans, even though it would hurt, and the football fan, the hardcore football fans who like to discuss, you know, who really like to get into details or sports talk shows, we would be debating if this is smart at all. The average Texan fan who's thinking about going back to games or using their season tickets or tailgating, they would be like, yeah, it hurts, but let's effing go because we got D'Amico and Bryce Young. There's a huge portion of the fan base who'd be like, I don't care about those draft picks. And they'd start naming off second-rounders that have been bust. Oh, you mean like Lonnie Johnson?
Yeah.
You can't not have a team without Lonnie Johnson. Oh, you mean like, you know, you can go down the list of second-rounders. Oh, you mean like Max Sharping? You mean like this guy? And you could all of a sudden you say, oh, yeah, that's not great.
Did Bryce Young win a championship?
Didn't he win a title?
No, Mac Jones won it. And Georgia's won the last two. Bryce Young did not win a championship. Well, Bryce Young was on the team, but he didn't win
Georgia
it.
Oh, Georgia has won the last three. Played in one, yeah.
Played in one.
That's right. He didn't win it.
He didn't win a championship. Mac Jones did.
That's right. It was Mac.
Yeah.
20 was Mac, 21, 22, Bryce. Yeah, you're right. Played and lost to Georgia. Yeah, but won the SEC championship game. That was kind of like a national championship.
Yeah.
He beat Georgia in that game.
Adele just said it, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like he won an SEC championship game. C.J. Stroud never won an SEC championship game. Will Levis never.
No.
Anthony Richardson didn't, and three of those guys actually played in the SEC.
I'm just worried. This is the problem we're having right now. Not selling tickets for the first time has made this organization change from, well, I'm glad that they're changing a little bit from their arrogance, from their unwarranted arrogance.
But D'Amico was a good hire, I think.
D'Amico was a real good hire.
It just so happened a line that the fan favorite was also a good choice.
We'll find out if he was a good hire. Yeah. Everybody's all.
No, he's a good hire for now.
Yeah.
And now you got to win.
Yeah.
And you got to win. And you need
a quarterback. You know, that little thing.
But you need a quarterback to win, too.
Yeah, exactly. But you need a quarterback that's going to be able to not die on the field.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You don't want death on the field.
No, you don't.
No, I don't know if everybody remembers how wee he is.
But this is going to be a weird year. You're going to have two quarterbacks under 200 pounds drafted for the first time in probably the history of the league, at least for the last 40, 50 years. You're going to have Stetson Bennett and Bryce Young. Now, they say Bryce Young's with a nutritionist trying to get up over 200 pounds. So he may check in, but his frame is his frame. But he may check in over 200 pounds.
Did you see the tweet? Like, people are made up of 60% water. Bryce is going to be 90%.
Yeah, I saw that.
He's going to have so much water weight on him.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
When they weigh him in. All right, 713-780-3776 live at the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Hey,
Tank Dell's
163 pounds, and they say I had a scout tell me who went in there during the year. I'm sure Dana could confirm this. He's like, Tank was in the 100. He played in the 150s. I'm like, 150s. And I'm talking to teams about him, too, and they're like, man, little guys get hurt. I said, yeah, but that guy, I interviewed Tank. You know what? I need to send it to Sean. We need to play it. Because I interviewed him on the field after the game, after the practice. And I said, how many games did you miss? He goes, I played 4 years, missed 0 games due to injury. He goes,
what's the deal?
I guess I get hurt all the time, except I never get hurt all the time.
he's hard to hit.
Yeah, he is hard to hit.
No question. Now, if you got hit and you don't like it and you are want to sue somebody, well, now I got the law firm for you. It's the Morley Law Firm. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955. Love these people. You're going to love them, too. They helped me out of a little bit of a jam that we had with the family. And you know what? They're going to help you out, too. No matter what it is that you have an issue with, you get a free consultation with the Morley Law Firm. They'll take whether or not they can take your – now, you have a frivolous lawsuit. They're going to say, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do that. There is really – I don't know. I haven't heard of anything that they don't do. When you go to their website and you see all of the different things that they take care of, and the list is extensive, whatever it is that you have, civilly or criminally, if you have some kind of an issue, I mean, it seems like they've got experience in everything. So no matter what it is that you have an issue with, you have a problem, and it is a problem. If you need a lawyer, you know who wants to have a lawyer? Nobody. But you know what? We're not big and rich. We don't have one on retainer. What we have is the Morley Law Firm. 703-839-9955 or Morley, M-O-R-L-E-Y, law.com.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in and to hang out with us here on the show. We got the most interesting board right now. Who doesn't want to talk 49ers football this morning? Everybody. I woke up this morning thinking, man, what are the 49ers going to do now?
Yeah, me too.
You know?
Julian dropped. Okay.
Bye.
I give a crap less about the Niners.
No one cared, Julian,
yeah.
About your
Well, I do 49ers. Care about Bob Slowick,
the
passing game coordinator, who
I
may be the offense coordinator.
I do, too. When I saw the list of possible OCs, I don't know who Bobby Slowick is. I don't know his beliefs. All I know is that he worked for Kyle Shanahan, and that's what I want.
You're good enough. You're
I'm
right
good.
There.
I'm good. If you learned under Kyle Shanahan right now, I feel really, really good about you, okay? And I feel really good about you being – as opposed to, you know, I don't know, getting another New England Patriot offensive mind, which is what the Texans seem to have had for the last, 12 years here. A Kyle Shanahan disciple, to me, is exciting. And so go get him. Go get him. I don't know. I don't care what kind of guy. I don't know what kind of guy he is. I don't know. I have no idea what Bobby Slowick does in his spare time. I don't know his personal tastes in anything.
Well, I mean, he's going to be a disciple of outside zone play action. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's learned under Kyle Shanahan. We're going to see a similar concept.
Oh, I was talking more about his moral turpitude. I don't care. He learned under Kyle Shanahan. I don't care what kind of guy he is. I really don't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's a bad person.
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't believe that's...
I don't know anything about him.
He's probably thinking, why are you even saying this?
I don't know. I don't know anything about you. But I know that you work for Kyle Shanahan. So I can overcome your faults.
Yeah, I don't think he has those kind of faults.
If I like Papa John's, I like Chick-fil-A. You know what?
You're making something. You don't even have to have this internal struggle. I don't think he's a bad guy. You're having an internal struggle about, God, I just don't know if we can hire him. Should we? Like, I've never heard him do anything bad.
No, me either.
Bob Slowick right now streaming this going, what the? Who are these guys saying that they got to figure out whether or not they can handle my character issues? I'm literally just jogging right now and getting ready to go do my men's group
at
the
know.
Church.
I don't know.
Okay, just say this. I'd be willing to take a criminal if they came off the tree. Just say
right.
that.
That's what I mean.
Just if they came off the Shanahan tree.
If they worked under Shanahan, I don't care what you did.
So I've got the Texans in my mock draft.
I got the Morley Law Firm can defend you.
Yeah, I've got the Aspen. We got
you
lots
got
of law,
we
firm
got law
guys.
Firms. That's
yeah.
all.
I've got – I don't know Texas. I don't know how Texans fans are going to. They're not going to respond well to this. But my first mock draft, I'm putting it out today. I'm going to turn it in. It probably will come out either.
You're going to have them trade up.
No, I'm keeping them at 2, and they're getting Bryce Young. I'm going to make the world a better place by just not allowing trades in my first mock draft.
So
I'm going to give him Bryce Young.
First?
I'm going to give him Jalen Carter. I'm going to keep it. And a lot of this is really designed towards my board, how I see these players in the first one.
Yeah.
More
Do
so
you
than
take a defensive tackle first overall?
Well, a dominant defensive tackle like Aaron Donald can change everything.
Because
if a guy can dominate from defensive tackle,
is he that?
He's got a chance
Doesn't
to be.
Doesn't he have some?
He's not Aaron Donald. He's got some. Yeah,
Jeffrey Simmons he reminds me more of than.
Well, that's my comp.
Oh, it is.
My comp is Jeffrey Simmons. No. Jeffrey Simmons is a dominant player now.
No crap.
Jeffrey Simmons is my comp.
We know all about Jeffrey Simmons.
And I had Jeffrey Simmons as the top player in that draft, but then he was injured, and so I bumped him down just a couple spots. And I think I made it.
He
Quinn
had his
Williams.
Issue, too.
Yeah, well, his issue was that he punched a woman who was fighting with his mom or something,
right.
Which is never a good look.
No.
It's never a good look. And Jalen Carter's got some there's some questions about his football character, meaning, and that may not be something Ryan Poles wants to lock in on. Like, is he at meetings on time? Is he, like, it's already an issue that Kirby Smart had to,
well,
between me,
that's
you, and
a problem.
The wall here, Kirby Smart had to address it.
Especially
it is a concern.
If you're passing up all kinds of draft capital for a guy, if you think he's really, really good,
yeah.
It's kind of important that
I just didn't want to play.
He loves football.
Yeah, I didn't want to play the trade game for this first one, so I just kept him there, and I gave the Houston Texans Bryce Young. And then at number 12, I gave him a tight end. And I know that's going to drive – people are going to freak out. But this kid, Luke Musgrave, man, I think he has got a chance to be special. I happen to think there are three tight ends going in the first round. This is the best tight end draft that I've seen since I've started doing this. You've got Luke Musgrave can block. He's going to run in the 4.5s. You saw a picture of him. He's 257 pounds, 6'5". And he is perfectly suited for the San Francisco style of offense.
How many flipping? Okay, hold on. Number 12.
Hold on,
Akins,
hold on.
Aikens.
I want to.
Brevin Jordan.
Nah, these are just guys.
Catoriano.
These are guys.
I mean, how many flipping
tight
ends?
I want to sell you. I want to sell you on something. Think about the game changers that were Tony Gonzalez, Antonio Gates, Travis Kelce. If you get a guy. Who is a Rob Gronkowski? I think he's got a chance to be that kind of stuff. I think he's got a chance to be. Look, a lot of those guys couldn't block. Antonio Gates wasn't a blocker. Travis Kelce's not much of a blocker. This kid can block, and he is going to run in like the 4.5s. He was a championship. He was a youth champion skier, slalom skier. He's Bill Musgrave, you know, the former. That's his nephew. This is a guy who's grown up around football. You've seen what he looks like. He's built unbelievably. And he is going to really run. He catches. He runs. And the one thing I've noticed, John, is that when you have – you don't have to have like – the one thing – Tony Gonzalez made it easier. You didn't have to have a bunch of wide receivers. Travis Kelce made it to where even until they had Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Evans. Tyreek Hill. They didn't have a bunch of great receivers around them. At that time, like Antonio Gates was the main primary guy. If you got Nico Collins, you draft a wide receiver in the third round, and you have a guy like Luke Musgrave, I could make an argument that I just made the running game better, and I gave Bryce Young in my draft a guy that he can really target a lot at tight end. So, and it fits the San Francisco offense. So I already know I'm going to get pushback on it, but that's kind of how my grades are. Luke Musgrave, I've got as a top 12 player. But if I didn't take him, I would look at Broderick Jones, tackle out of Georgia. I would look at that for the Houston Texans. I think Peter Skoronski from Northwestern I have gone before that. I thought seriously about Jalin Hyatt because he's a lot like DeSean Jackson or Will Fuller without the injuries. That guy has unbelievable speed. On tape, there's not a human that is able to cover him. There was nobody I saw on tape that could run with him. Nobody.
With who?
Jalin Hyatt from Tennessee.
Yeah.
There was nobody who could run with him on tape. Nobody. In any game. What Georgia did was they played shell coverage, and they said, you're going to have to throw underneath. You can throw to him 10 times, but you're going to have to throw to him 10 times, 6 and 7 and 8 yards, and we're not going to let you throw down the field. And so that's how they slowed him down.
Why isn't he?
I could have put him at 12. Would you value a 100,
I value speed more.
180 pounds? And I got no problem with that. Like I could put Jalin Hyatt there, and maybe I should, frankly, put Jalin Hyatt there because then you have Bryce Young and you've got speed. Yeah, I might change it. I don't know. Because you got Bryce Young, you got super speed. I mean super speed.
See, look at the
and
difference.
Then big guy. And
look
then
at
big
the
guy.
Difference of Tyreek
but
makes.
On tape, Bryce Young couldn't get the ball to the deep guys. They had to wait on it. And this guy is really and they didn't have anybody on Alabama who runs like Hyatt.
That's
like
all
Hyatt
right.
Runs way different.
Well, that's all right. Well, that's okay because I got to play off of him, so he's going to be able to stop.
The running game, safeties have to play
yes,
back.
Yes,
I mean, I'm probably going to change to Jalin Hyatt and ruin all my draft. So no big deal. I'll just ruin my entire draft here.
And so you get to spend more time in your room today. 713-780-37. Is Gilbert still on the line?
I'm officially changing.
Is Gilbert? I haven't talked to Gilbert in a while. Let's get Gilbert in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, guess what? Good news. John brought back a program from the Barcelona soccer or the Real Madrid soccer match.
Yeah. I'm picking Kansas City to win the Super Bowl Sunday anyway.
You got Kansas City to win the Super Bowl.
He's got Kansas City?
Uh-huh. He's on the record. Give us a score, Gilbert.
35-28.
We're talking
good.
About nine
five
touchdowns.
To four touchdowns.
Nine touchdowns.
With
scored.
The extra
anyway,
points, too.
Yeah, we got to make
going,
sure.
Are you all going Butker. To the Super Bowl this year or not?
No.
John's going. He's going to pick up some programs.
I'm not going this year, Gilbert.
Yeah, good job. Give me a program book. I like the Super Bowl program book anyway.
Who brought you a Super Bowl program before? Who did that?
You did.
You're damn right.
And that's why he wants another one.
It's Lance's turn. Lance is going, and he said he was going to grab you a program and probably a shirt.
Give me an extra large. Extra large.
Okay.
Extra large.
Shirt anyway.
Yeah. I can't even. I can't
T-shirt.
Even, and long sleeve, he said.
Long sleeve?
He just said that.
Well, you got to cover up your tats.
Gilbert, you have a sleeve, a tattoo sleeve?
It's wintertime now. It's wintertime.
Oh, yeah, it's right wintertime, kind of.
Is it? It was winter last week.
75.
Wintertime, you know.
Yeah.
When I was in Mobile, it was 70. It was 81 one day and humid and hot, and I was sweating, and it was in the 30s here.
Yeah, no, we had you guys. And, you know, it was perfect where I was.
I
leave, and it's just, I'm glad. I hated it for you guys, I mean. So, Gilbert, Lance is going to go, and he'll bring that stuff back.
Gilbert,
for you.
I'm not going, and I'm not bringing anything back.
Okay.
I have to. I can't play around with this because you just can't. You can't. You have to be.
All right, Gilbert's on the record. Kansas City.
My birthday is this month anyway on a Friday.
That's right. It is every February.
Every February.
You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah, Saturday.
Yeah, you know what for my birthday this year?
What is it?
Picture Wendy.
Well, just for the rain to come to my house anyway. God bring on her anyway, you know.
John? All right, get that done. RJ said he was going to do it, so call him. RJ knows.
RJ's here like,
RJ what? Knows. He knows. Or Sean.
Now, do you,
no, you know who really knows? Paul Gallant.
Yeah. Do you
he
know
knows the, Jennifer Reyna.
Do you know the show After Us?
Yeah. Do you
he
ever listen
does.
To that
He's
show?
He's done stuff
Gilbert?
With them.
You
Gilbert.
Work on that, okay? And,
he said you work on it.
Go cheap anyway for the – Little boy, anyway, you know.
Yeah, go Chiefs.
Are we thinking about having a
you?
Wait? So your birthday Saturday and Gilbert's Friday. Have we thought about having a combination party?
What we haven't thought about. It. So, so wait a minute. But Paul, do you know the show After Hours, Gilbert? Do you ever listen to that show?
Well, I don't watch that show anyway. After you know,
no, it's radio.
Oh well, you can watch on Twitch.
There's no chance. So, anyway, it's Paul Gallant, and I think he knows Jennifer Reyna.
Wait, hold on a second, Gilbert.
Right,
do you, Gilbert, do you have a computer?
No, I don't. It's broken anyway. Why that?
Well, I was just going to ask about, I was going to tell you about Twitch where you could watch a show, but.
Or you could watch Jennifer Reyna.
Yeah, you could.
I watch Jennifer Reyna on TV on Charlie Lennon.
No, I'm sure you do. I know you do. Are there? What are the other radio shows you listen to? I'm very curious. What other shows do you listen to? Do you even listen to our show, or do you just call in?
790.
Hold on. Do you listen to our show, or do you just call in?
I don't know.
Well, you.
What do you mean?
Do you listen to this show?
Do you listen?
You're not on it.
Do you listen to me and John's show, or do you just call in?
I just call in anyway.
Yeah,
know.
He doesn't even listen to us.
He doesn't know.
Who do you listen to then?
790. He said.
Matt Thompson.
Matt, do you call Matt Thomas or do you listen to him?
I call him anyway, you know.
Yeah, so you don't listen to him. So you don't really listen to any shows.
Not really. We got to break it here because it's long. It's time for me to talk about Doc Linville. Listen, I woke up this morning, my hair was all over the place. I'm like, Doc, I mean, reel it in. How much hair did you give me? It's all over
reel
the place
it in?
Now. Come on, Doc. How'd you do? Why'd you do this to me? You made me a giant hairball. So here's the deal: is if you're looking for hair, Paul Gallant's texting me. He's none too pleased. If you're looking for hair, there's one place to go. Paul doesn't need it. He's got a great mustache and stuff. But if you're looking for a great way right now to get hair, you're tired of not having hair. I'm looking at Kevin Durant. He's got a giant bald spot. Kevin Durant, clean it up. Call Doc. Doc Linville is going to be – he's, like, huge now. It's unbelievable how many guys he's helping. And it's easy. The process is wonderful. The neo-grafting, it's different than the cutting and the pasting. It's not near – it's not painful like that. It's just unbelievable how good it is. So if you're looking for hair, you're sick of not having hair, you're really, really thinning, or you got that bald spot, 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Sports talk in Houston is terrible, except for ESPN 97.5. Never listen to any other station. ESPN 97.5 is not terrible. And that's why I love these guys. Knuckleheads.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back. Live at the DraftKings Sportsbook right here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. Hey, coming up, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to be here on the 17th. Tracy Lawrence, Casey Donahue, Three Dog Night, Sammy Kershaw, all going to be at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Get to the website and see for yourself and how you can get over here to Golden Nugget. Just look up Golden Nugget Lake Charles and you'll be able to find it. And see the great list of acts. Just come see the place is beautiful. It's unbelievable. It's just awesome. We love it here. Thanks for having us out here. Jerry Tillman, Greg Hennigan, the general manager here, Josh, their marketing director, all great people, great, great. We love it. We love being here. Now, you can't get here for the Super Bowl. You can't. It's already all sold out. But you got the – and I would do it now. If you want to come here for March Madness, I would do it now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is the best place to be. We've done
– you're going to sit like you have to get here early because there's limited seating.
Well, you reserve a place and they'll have it for you.
Yeah. You and the fellas.
My God.
Can you imagine sitting right here?
All of these games on, and you got money on all of them, and every single game on one of the.
And you've got your bracket.
And you've got the book right there. You go run up to the window, cash your check, cash your winning ticket, or throw it on the floor, and then make your next bet. It's just so good. But
okay.
You got to do it now.
Yeah, you really need to do it now. All right, so. Fred VanVleet is on the trade block, potentially.
I saw that.
From
I wouldn't mind having him
Toronto.
At all.
Yeah. So he's not shooting well this year.
Okay.
He's shooting 39% from the field, 34% from three. Not what you'd hope for. Averaging 19 a game, 6.5 assists. I think Fred is who he is. He's going to be between 17 and 19. He's not a lead scorer, but that's okay.
Can I interest think getting, you in an Eric Gordon?
Well...
Can I interest you in a KPJ?
They would be interested in a Kenyon Martin Jr., I bet.
Okay.
I bet they'd be interested in that. Fred VanVleet, I mean, hopefully they'd be interested in a veteran like a – it might be a three-way deal to make something like this happen because you'd have to try to make salaries match. But VanVleet's the kind of guy that, you know, Toronto could live without Fred VanVleet.
Now, RJ, we talked about this so many times. Fred VanVleet, this is the kind of veteran – winner?
Yeah. 6.5 assists a game. He can handle the ball. He can take it out of Jalen's hands a little bit. So Jalen maybe starts getting the ball where he needs it, you know. And you got a guy who's been on a team that's won. Yeah, he clicks some. He checks some boxes.
The guys that we've been talking about?
Yeah, he does. However, he just signed with Clutch Sports. So people think the fix is in, that he'll probably be a Laker by the deadline because he just signed with Clutch.
And they didn't get Kyrie.
However, the Hawks just said that they've lowered their asking price for John Collins and that the Rockets are still interested in John Collins.
So that would be a big to
guy.
Pair next to what do you get? What do you do if you get Wembanyama? Then you're going to move Alperin?
Oh, so I don't care who. Yeah. Bye.
I know.
I mean,
can you imagine what you get for Alperen Şengün?
Yeah. I don't want to get rid of him.
You get a top. You would get a top three pick for Alperen Şengün.
Okay. Least want. Okay. Most desirable guy on this Rockets roster right now. Who?
Hold on. I want to. Hold on. Would you do this? Would you offer? Hold on. I'm gonna play a little game with you. I'm gonna see what you think about this. If the Rockets are in the lottery and they get the first pick, so they know they're taking Wembanyama. What if the Rockets said, "We will trade you. We will trade number two. We will trade you Jalen Green and Şengün for Scoot Henderson." So we're gonna start off with Victor Wembanyama and Henderson as our two, and we're gonna build around them and Jabari. And Kenyon Martin Jr.
I'm not doing that if I'm the two. You got what are these guys? Oh yeah, because you, now all of a sudden I'm going to be piling up wins.
Well, no,
with Jalen Green,
you got a lot of
Şengün.
Now that's tremendous talent. I might be giving you too much. Şengün is an incredibly talented double-double big who's still very very young, and
okay.
Jalen Green has. I mean, this is a guy who is hitting 30 or more in a ton of games.
Now let's play.
Well, we'd have to see who the number two pick
now
is.
Now let's play.
Who has it?
Now let's play. In order of guys that you don't want to lose on this team.
Şengün is one.
One.
Yeah.
Shingun's one.
I'm going to say Jalen, too. I'm not going to go in the emotional thing. Jalen is still an incredibly talented player. Right now I've got negative feelings toward him because they win when he's out and they lose when he's in. And I'm going back to last year, too. But Scoot Henderson is at Detroit. Yeah. I mean, Detroit's got to get their hands on Jalen. Yep. They already have it, too. But anyway – I would say it would still be Jalen too for me.
Cunningham, Şengün and
three
Jalen?
would be Jabari.
You could lose a lot of games with those three.
Three would be Jabari. Four would be actually for me is Kenyon Martin Jr.
Really?
Yeah. Who's your one through four? I made Jabari my third guy.
It's Şengün, Jalen.
That's not a lot of them that you wouldn't
right.
part with, but if you had to rank them on. If you had to get to four, who's your – you made me play the game. Now you play the game. It's gross.
It's the same. Mine's the same.
Yeah. I think it has to be, unless you're a KPJ
Boy,
guy.
That is weak when your fourth is
– Kenyon Martin Jr.
And Jabari –
is your third. Yeah, Jabari has hit a little bit of a wall lately.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that he's going to
– Boncaro's minus 900 rookie of the year now. It's really an off-the-board situation.
Yeah, that's not – that is the least – I mean, that's the most secure bet you could possibly make. I don't know. I don't know that there are easy
unless
bets
he gets,
right now.
And even if he gets hurt. No, but there's some guys who are who are the other rookie of the year candidates? It's God dog it. I'm blanking out here. Check it. It doesn't matter because Banchero's going to win.
Yeah. No. It certainly ain't Jabari. The third pick. I mean, there's just.
Oh, the guy from Indiana. Benedict Mathurin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mathurin.
Good luck. Good luck there, Benedict.
I would ask this.
Benedict Mathurin, Walker Kessler is one, but everyone else is like, it's so far a long shot that you're not even in the. I mean, it's not even. Jaden Ivey. Yeah.
I don't know if he's, you know, been. Better, but he's been outside of the media, and it seems like he's walking the straight and narrow. Would you try to make a trade for D'Angelo Russell? Like, as a point guard that you need, you know, it takes the ball out of Jalen Green's hands. It seems like he's a guy that, you know, a young guy, maybe can still grow with the team. I mean, he's the established vet. I don't know if you want him teaching the young guys, but, I mean.
Yeah, how to record your teammates. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, all you're doing is
– I just can't get over that. I'm sorry.
All you're doing is shuffling the deck from KPJ. Like, at least with KPJ, you know that you got a guy who can fill up a stat sheet better than Russell. You'd have to really have – he's more of a true point guard, Russell would be. But you'd have to have, like, what's your upgrade? What are you getting? Are you getting a leader? Are you getting a primary ball handler who can set things up around the – you know, on the perimeter, you getting a – like, what are you getting that's better than Kevin Porter Jr.? I know we take shots at Kevin Porter Jr., but when he's on the court playing, which is, you know, usually he's got an injury, although it's just lasting a while. I mean, he's a pretty talented player. He can really fill up a, a stat sheet.
All right, let's catch up on break. 713-780-3776. You got something you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. I got something I want to talk about. I talk a lot about them. I talk about HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. We love them at our station. We love them for our business. They have been tremendous for us and with us. And it's actually a partnership because they're partners with you. They want to make sure that your business runs as smoothly as possible. They want to make sure that your payroll is always out there. They want to make sure that you're not spending too much time on that kind of stuff, that kind of stuff like taxes, that kind of stuff like the Affordable Care Act, that kind of stuff like HR. They want to make sure that they're doing it and you're not, and you're selling your widgets and doing it at the most economical way that you possibly can. All the benefits packages as well, they offer those, but they give you a choice of what's best for you and your company, and you get to choose as opposed to these other payroll companies where they sell them to you, and that's not a good thing. That's where you're getting, well, that's where they're making all their money on you. So if you're looking for a great way to get that payroll, you're looking for a great way to get the HR, you're looking for a great way to get your taxes done, and you get your benefits packages the way you want them, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
This is ESPN 97.5. Listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here live at the Golden Nugget, we're in the DraftKings Sportsbook where you can watch your favorite games. There's action here. There's action. So you can get down on the Super Bowl, obviously. Now, they are packed here as it pertains to the Super Bowl. But if you wanted to drive over here and make your bets, you can do it at the kiosk. You can do it at the ticket stand. And there's a lot of places where you can get your action. Of course, they've got all the prop bets for you as well.
Yep. So it's sold out for this, but you make your go now and get in here for the March Madness, because it's the best place to be for March Madness, no question. Did you see that they are there's a bill to make the day after the Super Bowl a holiday?
Yeah, should be.
We'll
still have to work it. It ain't going to matter to us.
Who says no to this? Honestly.
Well, everyone wants – well, I'll tell you who says yes, NBA players. Load manager day?
Well, no, I know NBA players want it off. Everybody wants it off. Everybody wants to be it's a dereliction of duty if you as a senator or a congressman vote against this.
Well, which one do you have to get back?
Well, so here's – no. So they're going to take Columbus Day or Indigenous People Day.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
No. Now, it can't be Columbus Day, though, because here's the deal. I've been thinking about this a little bit.
You can't take that away?
You can't – no. Columbus Day. When's the last time you said, well, Todd – or David Gow, I'm not coming in. It's Columbus Day.
Never.
No. Nobody takes Columbus Day
off. Yeah, but we don't take any of those days off.
No.
I mean, 4th of July,
yeah,
the big
do.
Ones.
Yeah, we do. Labor Day. We take
Labor
Day.
Yeah, Memorial, Labor Day, 4th of July. But we're not taking, like,
see,
we never.
See, we need it to be, like Labor Day. Memorial Day, I understand. We're trying. Thank you for dying
why would
for
you
us.
Not, why would you not take away Columbus Day?
But here's the deal. No, it's got to have some meaning to it. It's got to have.
The
Columbus
Super Bowl Day?
Columbus Day only means something to people. Who cares about
Columbus? Nobody cares anymore. And they didn't. And you never miss. But this is where you get to miss work.
Yes. No. Well, it's got to have. That's what I'm saying. It's got to have
MLK Day.
It can't be Columbus Day. Now,
why?
Like, because,
just make it a day you
no,
miss.
No. Like it can't be like that. I don't want it to
Arbor
be,
Day.
I don't want. See, what do you? Who takes Arbor Day
that's what
off?
I'm saying these days don't matter. These days don't matter. Well, you can't take away a day you.
I don't
already
want
take
it
off.
To be Christmas.
President's Day.
Right, President's Day. Nobody takes – what was the last time you walked in and said, I'm going to need President's Day
off?
The
bottom line is you're not taking away a day that we already get days off. You're going to have to basically add another day you get
right.
off.
And, it's got to have some meaning.
And the businesses are going to say, hey, we can't be giving everyone days off
all the time. Every business owner doesn't want to get up the morning after the Super Bowl.
Nah, not people who don't care about football.
Who's those people?
Jerry's.
Have you looked at the ratings ever for the Super Bowl?
Jerry's pipe fittings.
Everybody watches the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but not everyone gets plastered like you do.
Well, who are these people that don't get plastered?
Lots of people don't.
Ooh,
lots of them. It doesn't
that's
start
the dumbest
at 7.
Thing I ever heard.
The game starts earlier. You're done by like 9 o'clock. You can go home.
you're still wasted. Okay.
Not every, you're looking through the Granado lens.
No, I gotta have a post game celebration.
No,
okay?
A lot of people don't care if they didn't win the squares. Don't forget, a lot of these people who are watching, they're there watching for one reason: the commercials and squares.
The squares, you know, you're
and
so
and the
cocktails
and the spinach,
and the parties
and the spinach artichoke.
I got to clean up right away after my party, and I got to go to work.
They go home like I like their brownies, and they're there with their kids, and those people don't care.
This thing
they
has to
work.
Have some teeth to it. Okay?
I got news for you: you're still going to have to come in.
All right. So, no.
What do you care? You're coming in.
I'm not coming in. I'm taking the day off.
You don't get the day off.
Yeah. It's going to be like my Labor Day. And that's another thing. What exactly is Labor Day? Okay?
To celebrate all the people who work.
So, wait a minute. They so we're taking off work to celebrate people who work?
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Give us a break. No one works harder than Americans.
Okay.
Except all of China and most of the other, many of the other
countries.
That's
the stupidest thing I ever heard. Let's all take off to celebrate working.
It's probably got, you're asking the wrong person. It's probably got. Its roots are probably more like the labor of people who were killed in coal mines and copper smelting incidents and stuff like that.
Thank you for
it's
your service.
It's probably one of those things.
No.
Do you remember how hard it was in Peaky Blinders? Now, that wasn't here, but what about if it were? Remember how hard everyone worked back then during the Peaky Blinders time? Or the time when there were dragons?
Nobody
did you see
does
how
that.
Hard? What about the people that. The queen of dragons, the mother dragons freed. They were literal slaves that they were treating like terribly.
Yeah, but they cut their stuff off.
The eunuchs, yeah.
Yeah.
She cut. Well, yeah, they were not really. They were fighters. They were fighters.
Yeah.
But still, they didn't want to have to do all that stuff.
Watch your filthy mouth, the Italians. We don't. I'm Italian, and I don't celebrate Christopher Columbus. Okay. So
Columbus, the more information that's come out to Columbus was brutal.
He was
like, wow, we got that one wrong.
Okay.
No. Hey, this guy's great.
You do know, I got pictures of it. In Barcelona, they've got a giant Cristobal Colon statue. And he's pointing.
He's the same guy?
Christopher Columbus is Cristobal Colon. Yes, he's the same guy. And you know what they'll never do? Tear that down. You know why?
What did
they
he
don't
do?
Give a rat's ass about who he killed way
what
over
did he
here.
Do?
They don't care.
What did he do for them? He must have done something.
He left. That's where he left, out of his port. He left
I know, but
there.
What did he do for them? Why are they want to celebrate?
I have no idea by why. But
did,
he was
did he ever bring back the spices?
He was commissioned by the King of Spain.
It was King of Spain. But did he bring – then why are they worried about all this?
No, they're not. They're like, screw you and all your feelings.
Why? Because he's Italian?
We still love you.
They're just claiming
we
him.
We still love him.
Did he come back with – the spices and the frankincense and myrrh or whatever else you're getting?
That was not frankincense. That was different.
They're probably getting some of that stuff.
And myrrh.
Some
that
of the oil
Jesus.
That you put on.
Jesus.
When you get christened and you get the oils.
Frankincense and myrrh.
Did he bring any of that stuff back or any Marzano tomatoes? No. What did he do? Nothing.
Kalamata olives? Did he bring
Nothing.
Any?
No.
I don't know what he brought back. I don't Nothing. Know. I have no idea what he brought back. But I do know this. They don't care about our feelings over there.
No.
Okay. They don't care.
Nor should they.
There's none of that going on there.
Nor
none
should
of
they.
That. Anyway, I'm just saying we need, okay, it's a dereliction of duty if you vote against the day off the day after the Super Bowl, okay?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, yeah. And so you can get hungover. That's right. I know you're going, when you watch the Astros, what happened? What happened? What did you guys do? What did your wife do? Okay.
Madi claims she got so drunk that she laid in the street.
Thank
she
you.
She actually sat down on a sidewalk because her and the neighbor were talking. They just
sat
down.
So you're talking about me? Your wife's laying in a gutter after the Astros game?
It wasn't that bad. Madi made it sound. Madi makes everything sound worse. She told me that I am. What was I? I was less.
Oh, I heard she was on the show last week.
Yeah. She said that I stunk of alcohol. And she also said she was upset with me because I thought my night was going to end after the Cougars game, so I had my three double vodka tonics, and we had Ubered there, and we were good to go. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling good, and I'm going to go home after this. And then we ran into some AUNO, and then we ran to the Post Oak Hotel. We went to a couple different bars in the hotel.
Oh, see?
And before you know it, I was two
then
more of these.
You can't run with my crowd.
And then two more of Old Fashions.
Okay, you think
and
there's not going to be
you
any.
It, I was gone and Vince Young was there.
Okay. You don't. You think you can run with not my crowd without repercussions?
No, okay. I wasn't trying to, but I should have really. The brakes had already not been tapped, so I got home. Yeah, so I accidentally knocked
you
down a picture
of alcohol,
and my daughter didn't even see me. I went to bed, but not before I grabbed some cookies and ate them like a pig right there in the bed.
You were what's his name?
Hasselhoff.
Hasselhoff.
Yeah, but I did it in the bed. I ate it real fast, and then
in the bed with the crumbs.
I guess I don't think I had crumbs. I just shoved it in my mouth, and so she comes in the next day. She's shaking her head. She goes, you know, grown-ups always say that kids are immature, but really, kids and pets are more mature than grown-ups are. I was like, what are you talking about? And I was recording her. So what are you talking about? Really, Dad? Really, Dad? I said, what? What did I do? Really, Dad? Mom didn't even sleep in here because you stunk like alcohol. She slept on the couch. Really? Mm. Really, Dad?
Yeah.
Because you were drunk. And actually, pets and kids are more mature than grown-ups. I'm like, what are you talking?
She goes,
and you broke a picture frame, too. I was like, things fall off the wall all the time.
You stumbled into wall and dropped a picture frame?
I think I put my hand on it or something. I just went in, and I went to bed at 7:30 and got great sleep. What's the problem?
7:30?
Yeah, I went to sleep at 7:30.
I told you can't hang with my people.
I started at 1:30, and I ended at 7:30, okay. And that was quite enough.
No chance.
That was quite enough, sir.
Okay. I put a rookie. You're like
that's
a
quite enough.
You
sir.
Ain't even Mr. Irrelevant in that crowd. Okay.
Well, I had.
How are you gonna? You can't act like a first round pick.
I had 7 cocktails and 3 of them were doubles, and I switched from vodka over to, because they didn't have any Maestro, so I switched from vodka over to bourbon, which is a poor choice And then I left, and then the guy I was with, you know who he is.
Was
I'm not gonna say he was.
Disappointed in you?
What's that?
Was Dell disappointed in you in all of this?
No, he just – Dell couldn't care less. The guy I was with who knows how to go hard in the paint, his wife had to come get him at 11 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
She's like, we had dinner with another couple today. And he's like, not answering. He's like, I ain't leaving. He knew it. I said, hey, I'm going to go. Hey, man, had so much fun. I said, I think you're supposed to go. He said, nah, I'm not going. I'm here talking to people and Selvin Young popped
time.
Up. Then I get a picture. A guy sends me a picture. It's him and Selvin and Dana. And
Vince
he sees
Young.
Dana and he sees Vince Young. And I'm like, I'm sitting here asleep. I'm at 8:30 with cookie crumbs all over me. A daughter who's mad. And other people are having dinner at Mastro's and just having a great time. And
here you are.
And here I am. And
you,
I'm getting dressed down by a little kid.
Yeah. All right.
You're less. We've got dogs more responsible than you. What?
You do. You kind of do.
Okay, I'll
more
make
mature.
Sure to know that while I'm putting a mock draft together to help pay for your singing lessons.
Time for me to talk about, hey, it doesn't cost much. It's really great. It's naturally nude pajamas. Hey, you know, it's coming up here in just a few days. Actually, it's the 6th. It's just over a week away where you got Valentine's Day coming up, and you want her to have this. Naturally nude pajamas are really, really awesome, guys. Even more alluring than lingerie. The texture and touch of these pajamas, so seductive. You'll both love the feel of them. Naturally nude pajamas leaves nothing to the imagination. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. To order today, use code RADIO, and Pajamagram will include free Valentine's Day deluxe packaging, which includes red velvet gift bag, lotion, and eye mask. That's a $40 savings with code RADIO on a best-selling Valentine's Day total gift. Listen, they ran out last year. So if you miss Christmas, you got naturally new pajamas now for Valentine's Day. Here's what you do. Go to pajamagram.com right now. That's pajamagram.com. Use code RADIO to order your naturally nude pajamas and tell them John Granato sent you.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Are you tired of the same old betting experience?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.